Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, Yevamos 116. And we're going to start with the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amabez, that earlier we had learned that if there was a woman who went to Medina Sayam, she went overseas with her husband, and then she comes back and she says that her husband is dead, she's believed and she's going to be allowed to remarry. So now our Mishnah actually says that this was a machlokes. Beis Hillel Omrim, that Beis Hillel says, Lo shamanu al baba min hakatzir ubaosa Medina. Beis Hillel says, this idea that we believe the woman, that's only if she comes from the katzir, she comes from the harvest season. Meaning to say that she comes from the same time, uba'osa Medina, it's the same season, meaning to say it's the same situation, u'kamaisa shahaya, and exactly like the incident that happened. So what is this kamaisa shahaya? What is this incident that happened? So the Gemara tells us the following story. The Gemara tells us, my maisa shahaya, what was this incident that happened? The Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, that Rabbi Huda taught, Shilfei Katsir Chitin Hayu, that it was at the end of the days of the harvest season. And the word Shilfei means it was at the end. Rashi says, Sof Katsir Chitim, Shilfei Lashon Shalaf Ish, Shekvaria Katsir Mishtalef Volver. It comes from the expression Shalaf Ish, meaning like a person removes like his sword. And so here it's at the end of the harvest season. The harvest season was mishtalef ve'over, she says. It was passing by. V'holchu asar b'nei adam l'ktor chitin. So what happened was that there was the end of the harvest season, and 10 men went to harvest the wheat. Nishacho nachash l'achamein umei. So a snake bit one of them, and this person died. Uvas isho v'odiyo l'beis din. And his wife came, and she told the court that her husband died. V'sholchu matzu b'divreha, and they found that she was telling the truth. B'osa sha'amru, at that point, they made a declaration, and the declaration was, ha'isha sha'amru meis bali tinase, a woman who says, my husband died, is allowed to remarry, and meis bali tisyabim, and also if she says, my husband died, that as a result of that, she's going to be allowed to do the Yibam. What was so special about this incident that caused the Chazal to actually change everything on the basis of this one incident? It seems like a bit much. So what's the explanation? So Marik explains that until this point, everyone thought that you didn't even need to make a special gezeira to be lenient here, because everybody thought that since other people also saw her husband dead, and everybody else would testify about the matter. However, in this case, when they went back to look at the matter, then it happened at the end of the harvest season. So I guess the people weren't there anymore, and so there weren't people who could testify. So therefore, they had to look for the body itself and identify it. So Chazal therefore realized that sometimes a woman won't be able to bring a proof because the people disappeared, and then she would have been naguna. And so therefore the rabbis were lenient in this situation. So that's what happened. That's what the Mishnah says, that when Beis Hillel says that they only believe it if it was in the harvest season, like that country, it means like that type of situation. Amru and Beis Shammai, so back in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai responded, Achas haba min hakatzir, it doesn't matter whether she's coming from the harvest season, v'achas haba min hazesim, whether it doesn't matter from the wheat harvest or from the olives, v'achas haba min abatzir, whether from the grape harvest, v'achas haba min medino, it doesn't matter if she's even coming from another country. So Beit Shammai is arguing that this concept that we accept the woman's testimony was not limited to the case that Beis Hillel was referring to, but it applies to all cases, meaning to say, even if it was a different place entirely, we're still going to believe her. And Beis Shammai continues with Dibru Chachamim beKatzir Ela Bahove. When the sages spoke about the Katzir, the harvest season, they just spoke about, because that was what happened. Rashi says Bahove Ma'ase Shaya Kachaya V'Uadin L'Kol Makomos. This is what happened, and this is the rule for all places. And indeed, Chazru Beis Hillel Ahoros Ke Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, you know what? We agree with you that the halacha is like you. So the Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that that's the halacha, that wherever she comes from, we're going to believe him. Ew. So the Gemara says the Brisa, Amru Ham Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Divrechem Eliyahu Katsir Chitim, Katsir Seor Minayim. So Beis Shammai, the Gemara fleshes out, Beis Shammai was proving that they're wrong, because he says, you're referring to a wheat harvest. What about a barley harvest? Ve Eliyahu Kotsir, Botsir, Mosik, Oder, Oder Minayim. How about all these other types of harvesting? You're referring to harvesting wheat. So must be a ma'isa shahaya bekatzir, but what don't call it. So that's what Beis Shammai says. The ma'isa shahaya, the actual incident that happened, was in what took place during the wheat harvest, and it's the same thing for all of these cases. So to Achinami, was supposed to a woman who comes from a different country, we're going to say the same thing. It doesn't have to actually come from that country. It just happened to be that that woman was in that same country at the same time. Ma'isa shahaya ba'osa medina v'hua don't call. And that's how Beis Shammai says that it happened there. And in the end, Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai that this was just a case where they learned that that's the halacha, that woman sometimes other people won't be able to identify, and therefore we have to rely on the woman's testimony.